Herbert Marcuse became a hippie guru due to the utopianism he portrayed in his works, but became very critical of the New Left and their failure to generate a lasting anti-capitalist revolution. The advocacy he first expressed of sexual promiscuity was intended as a form of rebellion against the perceived asexual culture of the 1950s. Later, he would denounce the youth movements which he had once inspired as having no will to build a significant leftist alternative to capitalism. In the text for which he is most known, One Dimensional Man, he also repeats many of the same anti-progress modernity critical tropes, centering on the forces of assimilation and formalization of late capitalist culture and the grand limits of logic. The mechanization of capitalism through technology and hard social stratification, namely scientific management, has led to the creation of a monolithic culture and thought which drains any form of creativity, authenticity, or social dissent. In true Gnostic reversal, Marcuse denounces the stiff, formalized nature of capitalism and its methods of organizing society. While the system itself is very logical, the outcomes it produces are highly illogical, as they hold back social emancipation and only further the web of social control. In all of this, it can be stated that the intellectuals of the Frankfurt School were in no way trying to infiltrate culture, but were rather looking to retrieve the elements of Western culture which gave off a sense of utopianism within the commodified capitalist sludge. This can be seen in the ways Benjamin utilized translation as a means of finding the lost holy sparks of God within language and literature, and also within his motif of collecting and contrasting the artifacts of culture he encountered whilst walking into the sphere of the profane. It is also what led Adorno to praise old-school reactionary thinkers on the basis that such thought longed for a culture that was more authentic, and Marcuse to champion bourgeois literature as superior to the hippie aesthetics which he denounced as having little to no artistic value. They all recognized that mainstream culture had been transformed into a decaying carcass as modernity and capitalism loomed over Western civilization. When anti-Semites hastily bring up political correctness and the forms of language policing used by modern so-called leftists as proof of cultural Marxism's existence, they are, in fact, ignorantly referencing a very specific Jewish teaching regarding the role of language in creation and said theology's influence on critical theory. Mystical texts reveal that Hashem created the world through language, a fact repeated in the Christian Bible at the beginning of the Gospel of John. Each letter and each word contains an esoteric meaning, and every word thus contains a hidden meaning behind its visible meaning. As the world below is a reflection of what is above, language is fragmented as God has fallen into fragmentation due to the act of creation. As God is sporadic and unpredictable, language is sporadic and unpredictable and reflects something which is otherwise unknown on the surface. Benjamin applied this sacred knowledge to his own writings on language. It would be taken up a few decades later by the deconstructionists, the French post-structuralists who combined this idea with the genealogical method of Friedrich Nietzsche. The mantra of deconstruction follows the same path. Human existence, the self, perception, and so on are all epiphenomena of language, which is in turn inherently broken and multi-layered. Political correctness and the obsession many of the so-called left have with language emerged from a bastardization of deconstruction by the American postmodern academic class, who took it on them to breed Western Christian moralism into this centrally Jewish school of thought. As the Sabbateans were driven into a state of moronism by the repressive Ottoman state apparatus, so were the intellectuals of the Frankfurt School by the conditions of modernity and its perpetual killing of God. The Judaic elements of their works are always hidden beneath the surface as metaphors, allegories, or penumbras, but are always there. If there is any credence to the cultural Marxism hypothesis, it's the Frankfurt School's hidden origins in Jewish antinomianism. May the intellectuals of the Frankfurt School all share a hefty portion in the world to come. Amen v'amen.